as always, desire your prayers. Recognize that every time I stand before you that can't do anything without God, and I'm solely and completely dependent on Him. And we're thankful, Lord, as we were singing some of the songs this morning, the song that we sang, talking about keeping us in perfect peace. Realize that's only possible through God, especially when you think about the things that are going on in the world today. It's only because of God that we can have peace in our hearts and our souls and in our minds. Again, desire your prayers this morning. Have a thought I'd like to share. Pray that it would be an encouragement to us. Thought this morning is everlasting arms.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
And you think about that word everlasting, Webster says that it's something that is continuing for a long time.
Yes.
Or it says something that continues indefinitely.
Yes.
In other words, it's going to be a while. And even it goes on to say as lasting or enduring through all time.
Yes.
And then another word that's given is eternal.
Yes.
So we think about something that's everlasting. I suppose the ultimate everlasting again is eternal. But there are some times maybe we can feel like things are lasting a long time and we could maybe define them as everlasting, but really it's just for us, it's a long time.
Yes.
Or something that may be considered indefinite. You know, maybe there's some times, and you think about even just the current situation that we're in with this coronavirus, we don't know how long it's going to last. So for until... There's nobody can say, well, it's going to go till 6 months. Can anybody say 9 months? So for right now, it's everlasting. It's something that's indefinite.
Yes.
It's something that's indefinite. I remember being a child, and I remember in my mind how the summers just seemed like they were real long. They were ever in my mind. They were everlasting, and even just breaking that down to out a typical day where you could wake up in the morning, and in August we did the things that we were supposed to do in the house, that we could go outside, and it just seemed like the sun would stay out for such a long time. And in my mind, as a child, it was everlasting but it did have an end point. It had an end point. And then it just seemed like the summer would just last so long.
Yes.
In my mind, as a child, that long summer, just, you know, you just look forward to it every year. There are times when we desire specific things that we have to wait a little time for. And in our minds, it just seems like it's so everlasting that it's just lasting such a long time. I remember being in college, and I was thinking that it just seemed like it was just going on and on, like it just kept. And I was thinking in my mind in college, if I could just get through college, and then when I could just, all I would have to do is just go to work every day.
Yeah.
In my mind, I just figured that would be it, because, you know, college was just so much, and it just seemed like it was going on, and I went to college for 5 years. But, you know, it's at that time, it just seemed like it was everlasting, just carrying on for such a long, long time. I remember as a young man desiring a companion. And, you know, sometimes we have to wait longer maybe than we think we should. And in our minds at that time, I just felt like that was so long, such a long time that it was. And you know, as you begin to think and remember maybe things from the past, our perspective changes how we perceive time, doesn't it?
Yes.
If I look back now as an adult and I remember being a child, it wasn't that long.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like that long. You know, I think that as we age, we think, oh, when I'm a teenager, and oh, when I could just be an adult. And when you're a teenager, you think, oh, if you, once somebody that's in their 40s or 50s, they're really getting up there.
Yeah.
And it just seemed like, as in a child, it seemed like it just took so long to get there.
Yeah.
But now I have a little different perspective.
Yeah.
When I look back, I say, well, it didn't really take that long.
That's right.
Perspectives have changed.
Amen. Yeah.
As our circumstances change, and mainly as we get older.
Yes.
Now think about God's perspective. Everlasting.
Yes.
Thinking about His everlasting arms.
Yes.
For us, in our minds, something that we feel like is just lasting such a long time, how does that compare with God? He has a little different perspective than we do, doesn't he?
Yes.
You know, sometimes we might commit to something, somebody, and say, you know, I'm always be here for you. Anybody ever said that? I'm sure we've had it said to us, and maybe we've said that to somebody else, or maybe that somebody who said that to us might not be here anymore. Is that anything that we can guarantee? We can say that, but it's really quantified as I'm here as long as I can. You can just say I'm going to be here for you always. Really, as long as I have life and breath, I'll be here for you. But you know what? The God that we serve and His everlasting arms. Let's turn to Deuteronomy. The 33rd chapter. I'd like us to consider several verses there as it relates to His everlasting arms. Deuteronomy 33, starting at verse 26, reading through verse 27. Yes. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help and in His excellency in the sky. The writers say that the God of Jeshurun is the God of Israel. And to think that it says here, there is none like Him who rideth upon the heaven in thy help. Imagine this, that phrase, in thy help, looking for opportunities to help you and to help me. Get that visual picture in your mind that the great God of heaven is looking about, looking and seeking opportunities to help each and every one of us. What a wonderful thought when we think about it, that He's just waiting for opportunities. I want to be a help to my trusting children. I want to be an encouragement and an inspiration to them. He says, and His excellency on the sky, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Underneath are thy everlasting arms. Remember, continuing indefinitely. Lasting or enduring through all time.
Yes.
You think about just everlasting arms. When you think of arms, you think of something that supports.
Yes.
And you think about something that carries.
Yes.
And everlasting arms.
Yes.
The writer says, everlasting arm, as the arm is an emblem of power, and of power in a state of exertion, the words here state that an unlimited and unconquerable power shall be externally exerted in the defense of God's church and in the behalf of those who trust in him.
Yes.
Let me read that just one more time.
Yes.
Everlasting arms, the power in a state of exertion, unlimited and unconquerable power that shall be externally exerted in the defense of God's church and on the behalf of those that trust in him.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's think about this for a little bit. Think about that word exertion.
Yes.
What does that mean? That means that there's some effort being put forth.
Yes.
It's not just something that you just held back and just looking. There's effort being extended.
Yes.
Think about, any times that we do something where we have to exert ourselves. Maybe we're trying to pick something up and, mate, some things are heavier and lighter than others, and there's some things that we don't have to exert much effort. But there are some things that we go to pick up something heavy, we really have to exert the effort.
That's right.
So in other words, that exertion is it's action, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's not something that's passive. It's an offensive position. So to think that God is not just passively looking, he's actively watching over and caring for us. His everlasting arms, they're exerting effort in our behalf. A state of exertion. And think about this. Sometimes we may not even realize it. Can somebody always tell when you're exerting yourself? You may be able to put a blank expression on your face, and somebody might not even realize how much effort you're really putting forth to do what you're trying to do. And you think about men especially, trying to lift something heavy, want to make themselves appear to be as strong as they could be, so they're going to just try to have a blank face, just, lifting something, a refrigerator or something that's real heavy, and just... And they just scream, their arms and their body is just screaming with all that exertion.
Yeah.
We can't see it. We might not be able to see. It might not feel like God is exerting effort in our behalf. But that doesn't mean that he's not.
Amen.
Just because we don't see it.
Yes.
That's right.
Thank the Lord.
He's working.
Amen.
For
thank
us.
Lord.
And in our behalf.
Yes.
Unlimited.
Yeah.
Huh? Unlimited?
Yes.
There's an endless supply?
Yes.
It's, yes. There's never a time that he runs out.
That's right.
Yes. He's not tired.
Amen.
We get tired, don't we?
Yes.
God never gets tired.
Amen.
He never gets tired in extending his everlasting arms.
Amen.
To his trusting children.
Thank you, Lord.
Unconquerable? Unconquerable? It's not possible that he can be defeated.
That's right. That's
it's
right.
Not possible. Isn't that what it means?
Yes.
If somebody is unconquerable, it's not possible to be defeated.
That's right.
Our God in his everlasting arms. They never tire. They never weary. And he can hold and support all of us. For all time.
Yeah.
The difference is in that definition. Not just for a long time. Not just indefinitely. For all time.
Yeah.
He can have those everlasting arms holding us up. And supporting and protecting us.
we're human.
Think about us as human beings and how our arms and our muscles work. Think about just the weight of a baby. 10, 15 pounds. What happens when you hold that baby in that one arm in that same position for a while?
Yeah.
Does your arm get tired?
Yes.
Gets a little fatigued, doesn't it?
Yes.
Just a little 10-pound, 15-pound child, and that arm gets tired. It gets fatigued. And what do we have to do? Switch them to the other arm, don't we? We switch them to the other arm so we can give this arm a break. So we can just, and then it's just, as long as we hold them, maybe we get to the point where it's like, all right, you hand them off to somebody else. Now it's your turn, so my arms can recover from this. God's arms don't get tired.
Yes.
He's not like us. Have you ever tried to hold one of your limbs in a particular position for a long time? How long can you do it? Is it indefinite? If somebody said, if you were in some kind of position where somebody said, I'm going to do you harm, unless you keep your arms raised. As soon as your arms drop, then I'm gonna get you, so to speak. It's only so long that you can do it.
Yes.
I believe, wasn't it Moses with the children of Israel? And as long as they had his arms held up, yes, he could only hold them up so long.
Yes, that's right.
They had to have some help.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Aren't you grateful that we serve a God that doesn't get tired?
Amen.
He doesn't get fatigued. His everlasting arms means that it's for all time.
Amen.
And in addition to that, it's unlimited and it's unconquerable. There's nothing that can defeat him.
Amen.
He's working in our behalf. He's exerting effort in the defense of all those who put their trust,
yes,
in him. His everlasting arms just holding us up, supporting and carrying us.
Thank you, Lord.
Through all the trying times of life. Well, you might think, well, I'm pretty strong. I don't need everlasting. I could do without God's everlasting arms. When you think about somebody that might have that kind of mindset, how much in life do you really control? Think about it. I mean, you can control your own actions and the things that you and I do, but when you really think about it, that's real limited.
Yes, it is.
It's very, very limited. In recognizing that, I'm certainly in need of God's everlasting. No matter how strong I think I might be, I need his everlasting arms.
Yes.
I don't know what kind of things I might have to deal with in life. I don't know what kind of things I'm going to have to go through. Could you imagine somebody if they would have said 10 years ago that there's going to be this virus that's going to strike the world, that it's just almost going to shut it down completely? You would have been like, huh? What?
It's true.
All these great thinking people in the world and all this and just that this would just cripple society? Is that anything that you can control? No. I need God's everlasting arms to hold me and shelter me, because I don't know. There's so much that is beyond my control. I'm completely dependent upon him. And even when I think about the things that I feel like I do have control of, do I really? That's given to me, isn't it? The word says in the 17th chapter of Acts and the 28th verse, it gives us a little bit of insight about even the things that we feel like we can do of our own self. Said here, Acts 17, and 28. For in him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own prophets have said, for we are also his offspring. So even the things that I feel like I have control over, it's only because God has given me strength to do whatever things that I do. Because it's in him that I live and move and have my being. So anything that I can do, it's only because of God. It's only because of God.
Amen.
I'm reminded of a song that we sing from time to time. It says, it helps us to really understand why we are so dependent upon God's everlasting arms.
Yes.
Says a few of the verses there in song number 488. Says, I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. None of us have any effect at all on what the weather's going to be like, do we? So what? There's no point in me even being concerned about it, because I recognize that's in God's hands.
Yes.
It's in his hands. The Lord I know ruleth or everything, and all of my worries are vain. What's the point in me worrying and being concerned about different things? God is in control. I'm resting in his everlasting arms.
Amen.
So I could be concerned and worried, but what good is it going to do me? How is it going to change my situation? Has anybody's situation ever been changed by worrying? You know, if we all put our minds together and just worried so much about what's going on in the world today, is it going to have any effect? It's not. All of my worries, the songwriter said, is vain.
Yes.
So what am I doing? I'm living by faith.
That's right.
I'm living by faith, resting in God's everlasting arms.
Amen.
In Jesus above.
Amen.
Trusting, confiding in his great love. And while I'm doing that, guess what? I'm safe.
Yeah.
I'm safe in those everlasting arms. From all harm, safe from all harm, in his sheltering arms. So those everlasting arms not only hold me up and carry me and protect me, they shelter me.
Yes.
I'm living by faith, so I don't have to feel any alarm.
Yes.
I don't have to be concerned. I don't have to be worried. I don't have to be up all night wondering what's going to happen. It's all in God's hands.
That's right.
He's got it, and he'll take care of it. And I know as long as I keep my trust in him,
Lord,
that he's going to hold me in his everlasting arms.
Yes, Lord.
Let's look at a verse in Isaiah. Isaiah 46 and 3. Hearken unto me,
O house of Jacob,
and all the remnant of the house of Israel,
which are born by me from the belly,
which are carried from the womb. And go verse 4 too, please.
And even to your old age,
I am he. And even to hoar hairs will I carry you.
I have made. And I will bear. Even I will carry. And will deliver you.
Amen. Hearken unto me, O ye house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb.
And even in your old age, I am he. And even to hoarheads will I carry you. I have made, I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, you think about that verse of scriptures, these two verses, it starts with hearken. What's that mean? Pay attention. There's something important that I'm about to say. Tune your ears. This is going to be something that's going to help you. Hearken unto my voice. Pay attention. You know that verse says, even to your old age, I am he. Even to hoarheads will I carry you.
Yes.
Think about this. The fact that hoary heads means just white hairs or age. It just signifies that the age has happened.
Yes.
So in other words, God's everlasting arms, yes, his protection, it doesn't end. It carries us from childhood,
amen,
through teenage years and adulthood, even up until old age.
Yes.
God will yet remain faithful. It doesn't run out. Take note of here what it says in this fourth verse. He says, I will carry you.
Yes.
But it just goes even beyond that. He extends it a little more. The writer here says, I have made. In other words, we've been made by God.
Yes.
God, we're his creation, right? So he's just letting us know, recognize in carrying the extent of it. I have made, I will bear.
Yes.
I will bear.
Thank you, Lord.
I will hold you up. I'll hold you up. I've made you, I will bear. Even,
Lord,
even I will carry. I'll carry you if I have to. I'll bear you up and I'll carry you. I made you, I'll bear you, I'll carry you. And then on top of that, I will deliver you.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to deliver you.
Amen.
When we consider, hearken,
yes,
pay attention.
Yes.
This is what I'm here to do. Though you are brought low, and the house of Israel is but a remnant, but your God has been and ever will be,
yes,
your powerful and faithful protector.
Amen.
Has been and forever will be.
Yes.
From the beginning,
yes,
through the end.
Yes.
Made, bear, carry, and deliver.
Yes.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
But you know what? We have a part. There's a part that we have to do. Let's go to Psalms 37:25. This is another encouragement to us. And talking about God bearing and carrying and delivering us throughout our lives. But there's something that there's a requirement for it. Psalms 37:25.
I have been young.
I have been young. And now am old.
And now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken.
Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken. Nor his seed begging bread.
He is ever merciful.
He is ever merciful.
And lendeth.
And lendeth.
And his seed is blessed.
And his seed is blessed. That's good enough.
Thank you,
Lord. Did you take note here? That David here is writing. He's saying, I was once young.
Yes.
And now I have those hoar heads.
Yes.
I'm an old man now. But something that I have observed throughout my life, I have never seen who?
Righteous.
The righteous. So that's my part, isn't it?
Yes.
I have to be righteous. The one translation says, uncompromising.
Yes.
The right, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Throughout all of my life, I haven't seen it.
Yes.
Nor his seed begging bread. So you know what? I can rest in God's everlasting arms, but there's something that I have to do. I need to be righteous. I need to live before him in a way that's pleasing and honoring to him. Then I can receive all of these benefits.
Amen.
Having his everlasting arms that made me,
yes,
that bear me up, that carry me and deliver me.
Yes.
Did it put any restrictions on what? Well, it's only if you have to go through this or that. It's not limited, is it?
Amen.
Doesn't say that, oh, there's limits.
Yes.
Doesn't matter.
Amen, Lord.
If there would have been limits, that would have been something that somebody would have looked at, you see? But God didn't put anything on it.
Yes.
He just said everything.
Amen.
Everything is covered.
Yes, Lord.
And the God that we serve, he doesn't change, does he? He hasn't changed. He's the same God as he was when he created the world.
Amen, Lord.
What's the verse say? He's the same yesterday,
today,
and forever.
Amen.
That covers everything, doesn't it?
Yes.
There's no gaps in there. He always has, he always is, and he always will be.
That's right.
Amen.
So I don't have to be concerned.
That's right.
As long as I do my part in being righteous,
amen,
then God will take care of me.
Yes.
And he'll hold me in his everlasting arms.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all don't mind, I'd like us to sing a song. Leaning on the arms of Jesus. Let's sing number 199 in our book. As we sing, take note of the verses in this song.
Leaning on the arms of Jesus,
oh, it is so sweet and precious. He will surely bless and keep us, calmly resting free from care. Lean on the arms of Jesus, safely on the arms of Jesus, leaning out on Jesus, on the arms of Jesus, leaning on the arms of Jesus,
leaning on his arms of power.
Jesus is my strong power. He's my peace, a constant shower. He will every need supply. Leaning on Jesus, on the arms of Jesus, safely on the arms of, on the Jesus. Leaning on Jesus, on the arms of Jesus, leaning on the arms of Jesus, leaning on his arms, I trust in. What have I to fear? I'm resting. Jesus is my constant blessing. He will all my burden bear. Leaning now on Jesus, on the arms of Jesus, safely on the arms of Jesus. Leaning now on Jesus, on the arms of Jesus, leaning on the arms of Jesus.
Isn't that so wonderful?
It is.
We can lean on his arms knowing that they are everlasting.
Yes,
they're going to hold us up. They're going to carry us through no matter what we have to go through and deal with in life. The songwriter said, it's so sweet. It's so precious. Why? Because I have an assurance, and I know, we just read about it, He will surely bless and keep us calmly. Calmly, resting free from care. I mean, I don't have to be all frantic and panic about what's going on in the world. No.
That's
I can calmly rest free from care.
Yes.
Why? I'm in Jesus' everlasting arms. He's taking care of me. It don't matter what I have to go through, He gonna take care.
Yes.
Leaning on His arms of power. We read about those arms, didn't we?
Yes.
Everlasting. They don't get tired. He's my strong, high tower. He's my peace. I can have peace and joy in my soul, even in the midst of chaos, because I'm leaning on His everlasting arms. He's my peace, a constant shower, and He will every need supply. Now, He didn't say He would supply every want, but He will supply our needs.
Yes.
He'll supply every need. Never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread.
Yes.
Leaning on His arms, I'm trusting. What have I to fear? I'm resting.
Yes.
Trusting and resting.
Yes.
Jesus is my constant blessing. Constant. That's something that's all the time. There's not a pause in it.
True.
A constant blessing. He will every need supply. Leaning on Jesus, on the arms of Jesus, I'm safe. I'm secure.
Yes.
From all alarm. It could be chaos all around me, but I'm safe and secure in His everlasting arms.
Yes.
Leaning on the arms of Jesus. You know, there is no better place to be.
True.
There's no better place to be than in the arms of Jesus. Those everlasting arms that will never fail.
That's right.
Never fail. Everlasting. All through enduring. Through all time. Eternal. Those everlasting arms. You know, if you're not in those everlasting arms, this is the perfect time to get in them.
That's right.
Get in them. You want the benefits
of
His protection, of His bearing, of His caring, of His deliverance. The only way is to be in His arms.
Amen.
And you know what sometimes happens in life? We can kind of start slipping out of His arms, can't we? May the Lord help us. If we're in that condition, to just nuzzle on up a little closer.
Amen, Lord.
This is not the time to get away. This is the time to draw closer, to get a little closer, to make sure that you're securely wrapped in those everlasting arms.
Yes.
Amen, Lord.
I'm encouraged this morning.
Yes.
I'm encouraged to know that God's word is true. That His promises are true, and that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And by His grace and strength, I can lean on those everlasting arms and know that He will carry me.
Yes.
Yes.
I appreciate your time and attention this morning. Pray for me.